Welcome to the April 2019 Parkinson's Recovery Support Group Gathering. As is our custom, I'm going to provide an overview of activities here at Parkinson's Recovery since our last support group gathering in March. I then have one question that was submitted actually just about 5 minutes before our program launched, which I have digested and I'm ready to read and respond to. And then, of course, what we'll do is we'll open up the line to those of you who have called in. Now, as is typical for our support group gathering, since many of you are located in other places in the world other than the United States, there's a chat room. And so what you can do is you can enter into that chat room any questions that you've got, any topics you want us to discuss. And remember, of course, I'll always give you my 2 cents worth on whatever question or topic is there. As you know, I've been a professor for many years, and I'm very accustomed to taking questions and, oh, I've got the answer. So I can give you my 2 cents. But, of course, other people here in our group, our global group, have insights and ideas and suggestions as well. So when you ask a topic, when you suggest a topic or ask a question, who knows what wonderful insights you might be able to unearth. What's happening here at Parkinson's Recovery? This last month has been one of the most exciting months at Parkinson's Recovery, and we've been doing this for 14 years. There are 2 radio show interviews that I aired. One of them is with the inventor of the new VeoLite X Plus device. I sponsored Dr. Lou Lim, the inventor and the CEO of VeoLite, on my show in December of 2017, so it's been now about a year and a half ago, where he discussed his initial particular device called the NeuroGamma, a kind of a looking helmet that you put on your head. Now, in terms of response to that suggestion from my audience members, about 100 individuals, give or take, have actually acquired that device. And I'm really delighted to report that about 9 out of 10 individuals were able to, I think, find that it offered relief from some symptoms that they were experiencing. About 1 out of 10 returned the device for their generous refund. So, in the end, I quite frankly thought, this is absolutely wonderful. This is a new therapy. It's non-invasive. It's light therapy. And the word technically for this light therapy is photobiomodulation. Now, that's a mouthful. It's taken me several months to be able to pronounce that correctly. Now, the name of this therapy has changed over the last 5 years. It's very new, and it's available to be delivered because of the new laser technology that wasn't available 30 years ago. It used to be called low-level laser therapy, and the researchers felt like low-level was not very specific, and so they all agreed on a different name, which is photobiomodulation, but it's light therapy. So I suspect that many of you who have been a part here of Parkinson's Recovery for a number of months or years have, I'm probably pretty certain, have heard me say and pronounce that, speaking as a researcher, I hold a very strong opinion and prediction that the future of medicine is going to reside in sound and light. That's where everything is going. And by the way, if you look at what researchers are grabbing onto in terms of their research programs, this is it. They're all going to photobiomodulation as a particular light therapy and sound therapy as well. Now, the interview that you'll see posted on the member radio show page that was aired a couple of weeks ago, a follow-up interview with Dr. Lou Lim, he very specifically discusses his new invention called the X Plus. And I was excited to learn about that because I know that it was in the development stages for about a year. And so finally they released it. It's now been available for about 5 weeks. Is there any research evidence on this? Well, obviously not. Hello, it's just been developed, and so we don't have any of that. But I heard the interview and learned a little bit about what this was all about, and I purchased a unit for myself and my family to learn more about it so that if you have questions, I can respond to those as well. Unit was delivered about 4 days ago. I've now used it twice, and all I can tell you is I think this is the real deal. Now, what I've done in terms of the use that I've made of it, and my wife as well, is you can use it on your head. And the little clarification for those of you that might be confused is if you look at the image of the X Plus device, it has basically three kind of elements, one that's on the forehead, one that's on the top of the head, and one that's on the back of the head. I never really quite understood where the light was being delivered until I received my unit. So those two particular holding units on the forehead and on the top of the head, those don't deliver light. Those are just holding units. What they do is they hold the X Plus device in place, and that the light itself is actually sent to the midbrain, which is, of course, the particular part of the body that tends to be compromised by the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. And I know in informal discussions with Dr. Lim, he really, I think, got encouraged to develop this in part because of individuals that are experiencing neurological challenges. So it gets deeper into the brain, and it emits these light frequencies right in the area that I think is essential for addressing the issues associated with Parkinson's. Do we have any evidence that's the case? Again, let me say again, no, we don't. But I'm optimistic that it does. One of the kind of comments that he made during my interview that I want to underscore is that apparently this light therapy sends you into those kind of deep, meditative, and relaxing states that really have only been heretofore been available to meditators who've meditated for, get this, 30 years. You know, they finally get down to the place where they can really space out. I can report, and also my wife can report, that when we've used it, boy, do you really go into an altered state. It's like, whoa, I can't exactly read or do anything else. I just have to sort of sit there and space out. So I think that's true. It really does put you into a very settled state. Now, one of the reasons I'm excited about this very specific new device and this new invention is that you can move it to various places of your body. And the place that I am using, and I would recommend any of you who are moved to consider this as a therapy, that you do this as well, in the digestive system. So the way it works is you can apply the unit there to your stomach. So you put the light on your stomach, and then the little holding units kind of wrap around your waist. And you can do that for 20 minutes. Now, Dr. Lim explains you don't want to overdo it, so at most three particular sessions a day are going to be plenty. You don't want to do more than that. Each one lasts about 20 minutes, and you'll get a little beeper sound that tells you that it's over. So for those of you that are experiencing localized discomfort, it's possible that you might want to even consider applying the light to the areas of the body that are really creating some serious discomfort. But you can move it anywhere on your body, which is really quite fascinating. So the initial device was called the Neuro Gamma. Now, that's got other complementary advantages. Of course, one of the most powerful things you could do is to get both devices. But if, in fact, financial considerations limit that, I think the one that I would recommend would be the X Plus. It costs less. The actual cost is, as I saw it when I bought it, I think $749, and then I was able to apply the discount available to Parkinson's Recovery, and so you get a reduction of that $749, which pretty much makes shipping free. So that's really a nice advantage. Oh, by the way, I'm sure you would probably see this, but if you're going to do this, if you're going to pursue this as a therapy, the code to use to get the discount is healing for me. The four is the number four, so healing, HEALING, the number four, and then ME. Or you can call the Via Light staff. They're really quite wonderful. And if you want to ask questions and process your order over the phone, just let them know your Parkinson's Recovery, and they'll automatically apply that 10% discount. So this enables us to be able to see, well, how many people are using it, how many people are returning. It just gives us some just general idea of what the response is to this new, very specific therapy. just a quick summary of the research on photobiomodulation. When you look across the studies that have been done so far, and there are amazingly quite a few, even in the last 6 months, there is one common, very large finding, and that is that it tends to have a very positive impact on brain fog, on forgetting, on memory issues. Some researchers have focused on Alzheimer's as a condition, and it appears to really have a wonderful benefit to Alzheimer's. Now, this is not using the X Plus device. This is just using photobiomodulation, whatever the source might actually be. So in the end, one of my interests in this device is that I really have to remember so much in the work that I do, as I'm sure you can appreciate. There are lots of different topics. Speaking as a researcher, there's a lot I need to try to remember. And, of course, there are times when I get to the point where I can't recall a word or I can't quite remember exactly what one of my guests said on the radio show 8 years ago. So I'm using it really to make sure that I can sharpen up my ability to recall lots and lots of detail and lots of facts. But I think it can also benefit the digestive system, and that's the other reason why I think it's going to be beneficial to myself and my family. So what, as it turns out, is the case is Dr. Lim said that there have been studies on animals using photobiomodulation that show that when you use it on the digestive system, on your stomach, on your intestines, it produces the good bacteria that are needed in your digestive system. And I thought, wow, that's a home run. As we know, the root source of Parkinson's symptoms is really quite often in the digestive system, or at least if it's not the source, it is affected by what's happening. So I think if you're going to pursue this as a particular option, then I would certainly suggest that you use it in your brain, on the little device on your head, and then also be sure to use it on your digestive system, and then again, a third area if you want, but no more than that. So in the end, I just want to say I've had a chance to use it twice now after my interview with Dr. Lim, and I am truly and profoundly optimistic. It's so new, I've not heard back from anyone on their own specific experience with using this, so we don't have any real anecdotal evidence and certainly no research evidence to be able to report to you with any confirmation what we know might be beneficial with this. But again, if you look at the general research on photobiomodulation, whoa, is it really impressive. It's like, wow, I'm right. I'm right. Light therapy really is the medicine of the future, and here it is, finally, because we have the technology of lasers and because of these amazing inventive individuals like Dr. Lim, who've been able to think through how to deliver the photobiomodulation therapy to the body in a way that really is beneficial. And again, as a final comment, the reason why I, with really no hesitation, am encouraging all of you to consider this seriously is that Dr. Lim and his company, the Violite company, on all their devices, but obviously this X Plus, they are inviting people to use it for 6 months. 6 months. And if it's sort of toward the end of that, if you feel like it's not really providing you with the relief from symptoms that you were expecting, you just return it, and they don't offer a 100% refund, but it's an 80% refund. So the risk of being able to give this a good try is really, really very limited. You're talking about purchasing a latte every other week over that six-month period of time in order to be able to, you know, cover the cost that you're talking about. So the actual risk is very limited. And, of course, everybody in the family can use it, as is the case of what we're doing here in our family. So that's the first interview. It's on the radio show page here on your member pages. Remember, you've got 12 pages to visit every single day. And I just want to invite you to visit that. I've just posted the meditations for this week that I think you'll find to be quite interesting. So first of all, there's the wonderful interview on the Violite new device called the X Plus. Oh, and by the way, in contrast, the Gamma Neuro, I'm not sure exactly what the cost is, but it's about $1,749. So it's quite a bit more expensive than the X Plus. So this makes it really very accessible to really most people. Now, the second announcement is that I am here opening up the opportunity for those of you who would like to be able to have a private consultation with me at a discounted rate. So I started out with 20 openings. I now have 15 openings left. So if you would like to be able to have a good long hour discussion with me so that we can discuss options and alternatives and answer questions and help you formulate a plan of recovery here for the springtime in 2019. Here's your opportunity. I'm going to have to close out the opportunities after we have another 15 people register. So the normal consultation cost that people pay during the year is $150. So the discount is $98. And this time, I'm also including the enrollment in Jump Start to Recovery that we're going to be convening in May. Now, some of you may have already taken that course, but if you haven't, you get both the course and and the consultation. So I really am at the point where I think we're making good progress with helping more and more people really get sustained relief from their symptoms, and I'm ready to see this blossom so that we can turn around that false belief template that once you have these symptoms, they're going to get worse and worse over time. We know that's not true, and now I think we're really close to being able to show the world, all countries, that look, there are lots of different methods that help people be able to get relief from their symptoms. So the discount consultations, I'm really like to be able to do whatever I can do to provide the support that you actually need, and it's $98. And again, I can only do 15 more of these. There's only one of me. So if you'd like to be able to climb aboard, those are available. The website is on the main website, parkinsonsrecovery.com. In the notes, I'll give you a link to sign up if you decide that's something you'd like to be able to take advantage of. So we first of all got light therapy. We've got some extra support from me this month to be able to help you spring forward your recovery program. We spring forward in our time zones and our clocks, at least here in the United States. So I'm thinking, okay, let's spring forward our recovery programs. Now, I've talked about the incredible new device that is the photobiomodulation or the light therapy. I also, believe it or not, was able to conduct a radio show interview with the pioneer of sound therapy that she calls bioacoustics. Her name is Sherry Edwards, and she's located in Ohio. Now, Sherry's been in and out a part of a guest on Parkinson's Recovery Radio. She's been a presenter at our Parkinson's Recovery Summits. I've followed her work now for quite a while, and of course, because I know that sound therapy is the medicine of the future, I knew also that she really is the pioneer of that. So Sherry was a guest on the radio show this past Friday, just a few days ago. And so if you haven't heard that interview, is it fascinating? So let me encourage you to go to the member radio show page, and you'll be able to then just listen to Sherry talking about what she has done with her programs. Now, the big, big, wonderful offer that she's made to everybody is the opportunity to obtain a free voice print report. Now, you might not know what I mean when I say voice print. What she basically is telling everybody here that is a part of the Parkinson's recovery community is to visit the website URL, the website page that she's given me the address of that was specifically set up just for that radio show interview and just for my audience, Parkinson's Recovery. And what you'll do is you'll submit a 40-second audio of yourself talking about any topic, about your dogs, about the weather, about your house, about your friends. It doesn't really matter what the substance is. They just need to pick up the frequencies of your voice. And so the technology that she's suggesting that you use is a microphone that picks up the full range of frequencies. And so what she's saying, if you'd like to be able to take advantage of this free offer, so this is a free report, no cost involved, is you need to make sure that you have a microphone that has the lower frequency range access, 20 Hz, I think is what it's called. So you cannot use your smartphones. You cannot use your computers. I don't care whether it's a Mac or if it's a any other kind of a computer. What you need to do is to have accessible microphone. When I heard the requirements, I went out to the store, technology store, and I purchased the particular microphone that they recommended, which was only $39. I then plugged it in, and I submitted my own voice print profile. So it's really pretty easy. You just plug in the microphone, you talk for 40 seconds. And you also, by the way, if you want to participate in this, you want you, or you will need to sign up for a free membership. And so it is free for a month. I don't know what happens after a month. I haven't found that out yet. But it's a free membership for a month. And there's just a ton of resources on that particular website. So I signed up, and then I submitted my voice profile, and Sherry gave back my results. Now, what I can tell you about what I saw in the results was there is so much detail involved in what you get back. Now, I could sift through all of the reports. She did quite a bit of analysis for me, and I could see there were some things that were highlighted. And then in what she told me the key issues that I need to pay some attention to. So I got some basic ideas of what I needed to do. In the radio show interview, you'll hear there's a brief discussion of her interpretation of my results. So for those of you that have submitted a voice profile, I want to give you a heads up that the actual analyses that you get back is really rich. It's amazing what you can learn from simply a print of your voice. I mean, we emit all the frequencies that are contained in our body, everything, and it's right there in the voice. So talking about a powerful tool of being able to get the answer to the question, is my diagnosis wrong or not? Well, here it is. And, of course, what you're going to hear if you haven't had a chance to listen to that interview I had with Sherry Edwards is there are a lot of complexities in the body. There are lots of things that can be a bit out of balance. Now, what Sherry is saying, and I want everybody to know this, is that they're happy to have a 15-minute or so conversation to make sure that people understand what the most important findings are. So when you submit your voice print and you get it back, you may get a bit overwhelmed by the detail that is involved. And, of course, you can take that to your doctor as well. But you can also make sure that you have a conversation with them, either her or her staff. And they'll be able to tell you, okay, this is what's most important. And in my case, the kind of recommendations are, okay, acetylcholine is very, very low. You need to eat some eggs and other kind of foods that they recommended. So, and then the other kind of things that they do is you need to listen to some very specific types of music that have certain notes. So there's some very practical kind of recommendations that actually come forth. Now, what Sherry Edwards really wants people to do, so I want to make this clear as well. Yes, I did get some wonderful ideas for myself of what I need to do in terms of changes of my diet and my habits. But what she really wants is for people to go on to her website and to learn about how this is all done and to be able then to give myself analyses for the rest of my life so I can submit my voice profile there on her platform. I can get back results, and so as I might begin to experience an unwanted symptom or two, whether it's hives or coughing or an infection or whatever it might be, I can submit my voice print there in her system, and then because I've learned how to do the analysis myself, I can find out what I need to do in order to address it. So what she's saying is that this is really a lifetime kind of a journey where we can use sound as a therapy. So, for example, one of the kinds of observations that Sherry had about my voice profile was that I had tetanus, and I really believe that. I've had tetanus shots out the wazoo over my life. I have tetanus in my body. Well, how do you get rid of the tetanus? And so I ask her that question. And as it turns out, the interesting answer is, oh, there's a sound antidote to tetanus. So if I listen to that antidote of the tetanus sound, I'll be able to get rid of the tetanus in my body. And that's all really totally cool stuff. And, of course, also, if you'll think about the real power and the advantage of what this technology can do, down the pike for all of us, I'm pretty sure there are going to be some infections and some bacterial infestations that are new, that don't have any names, and when we go to the medical community and say, please, I'm about to die, I've got this infection, what can you do? And they may come back and say, yeah, we've had a lot of people with that, and I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. We don't have any antibiotic that can address that. And, of course, we're going to say, oh, no, there's no other solution. Well, I think sound therapy is something that can provide a solution, as can light therapy. But here we're just talking about sound therapy. So there's an antidote to any bacterial infection. And so what you can do is you can get that, you can give yourself the sound, and bingo, you're no longer going to be infected by these horrendous infections. So in the end, I hope I've provided some incentive for you, if you haven't already done so, to submit your voice prints. If you already have a high-quality microphone, you don't have to get one. If you don't, then the cost of that is really pretty minimal. Submit your voice profile. See what results you get back. And I have a confession to make. I have wanted to spend some time learning on the website more about how to do this myself. I haven't had the time yet, so I haven't actually done that. But it is top of my agenda to be able to learn how to do this for myself. So what she is saying in the interview, as you will hear her say repeatedly, is she can't do this for everyone. And because there are billions of people on the planet, the only real solution is for her to teach other people how to actually do this. And so that's what she is doing in terms of her entire agenda. So I believe she has a free class that I'm going to be taking so that I can learn how to do this myself. Now, I guess there are other more advanced classes. Whether I do that myself, I don't know. But I do know I'm going to learn enough to be able to do the voice print analyses myself so that I can keep myself in this place of health and wellness. So those are the three, and I just have to say I've talked a bit about these, but I don't know whether you can tell or not, but I am really thrilled and excited about what these particular therapies can do for everyone. So I want to just suggest, please look into these, consider these as palatable options for you. Of course, when you look at the voice print, well, it doesn't cost anything, so there's really no reason not to do it. The only concern I've got about the results that you're going to get back is they really are very detailed. There's an overwhelm of information. So I don't want anybody to be turned off by, oh, I can't deal with this. This is too much for me. So, again, as I've said already, be sure when you get your report back, if you're really having trouble digesting the main point, in other words, what you really need to focus on, then be sure to give them a call and get their analyses of being able to tell you, here's what's important, rather than getting mired into the detail. Because, there's a lot of complexity to the body that really is, quite frankly, overwhelming to all of us. All right, now what I want to do is read the one question that was submitted in advance of our support group gathering, and I want to provide some response to that question. And then, of course, we'll open up our session to all of those of you who have called in. This particular email says the following. I would like to ask about symptoms I have related to PD. The thing that really bothers me is the weakness and lack of stamina in my legs and hips and lower back. I have been told continuously, probably by me as well as others, that I need to exercise, but I feel wiped out after working out and take forever to recover after a workout. I imagine you are familiar with rock steady boxing. Yes, of course I am. I have been going to the classes for a couple of years, and I feel like I am getting weaker instead of stronger the last few weeks. My neurologist says I should start swimming. Please let me know what you think. So, I obviously don't have a great deal of background information about your situation. It would help me probably to make a richer response. But what I first want to say is that people are pushing and pressing you to exercise more. The reason is that in most cases, if we are feeling lethargic and tired and feel like, oh, we don't have any energy, when we do exercise, we get more energy. So it's counterintuitive. And most people who are listening will probably resonate with that experience where you're feeling like I'm on the couch, I can't do anything for myself, but if you go out and take just a 20-minute walk, and you get back, you're thinking to yourself, well, that was worth it. I believe it or not, I feel like I can actually do something the rest of the day. Now, what you're describing here is a very different experience. So my response, and remember, I'm not a medical doctor, I'm just a researcher, but my response is, okay, it's time to listen to your body and put aside all of these other experts who are saying exercise, exercise, exercise. Yes, of course. If you look at the response to the holiday survey and the response that people gave to what therapy is helping you feel better, the top of the list was exercise. That was mentioned more frequently than any other natural exercise therapy. So we know exercise typically helps, but it's not helping you right now. So it seems to me forcing yourself to go out and do lots of exercise is against what your body is telling you. So I would say, wait a minute, really be careful of listening to your body. Maybe some gentle exercise will be okay, but strenuous exercise right now is not advisable. So now the next question turns on, okay, wait a minute, what's really going on there? How come exercise is not benefiting you like it does others? Well, the answer that I have is, and obviously this is just a speculation that you'll need to check with your doctor, my speculation is your liver is seriously compromised. When a person has a lot of weakness in their body, usually, and I think it's a pretty high proportion of people, the source of the problem winds up being a liver. Now, when I say the liver is compromised, what's really going on there? Well, there could be a lot of infringing problems. It could be there are toxins in the liver that the liver has not been able to get rid of. It could be there's some infections. But the liver, I would suggest, is not functioning at its peak capacity. Now, I just generally know that that's the case. When somebody says they have a lot of weakness, I tend to immediately realize, because of the research that I've done, oh, it's probably a liver problem. Incidentally, those of you who have a lot of restrictions in your body, a lot of tightness, the source of the problem is the gallbladder. Now, I then said to myself, okay, liver problems, and I had a minute or two before we started our gathering today to look at the meridian chart for the liver. Where do you suppose the meridian lines for the liver go? And I was pretty sure what I would see, and bingo, the meridian lines for the liver go right down the legs, down to the feet, and where the hips are. Now, they also go up slightly into the chest and a little bit higher, but they go exactly in the places where you are suggesting you have very significant weakness and discomfort. So I believe, from what I can see, that I think the real issue winds up being a liver that's compromised. Again, we don't know exactly what that might be. How would you find out exactly what's going on? Well, of course, you can pursue this with your doctor. But I would just say, hey, look, you've got the opportunity to do a voice print, submit that into the bioacoustics people. Why don't you see what that says about what's really going on? And you might get some confirmation that, in fact, there is some issues with the liver involved here. So I think that would be the next step I would recommend to you. And in terms of a response, I want to say again, I really don't think it would be a smart idea to force the exercise right now until you can address the real underlying cause of why you have so much weakness. So the best thing I think anybody can do is to listen to their body and to realize that your body is saying, wait a minute, you need to slow down. And it may be what your body is trying to do is to detox, get the bad stuff out. And that's taking a great deal of energy to be able to make that happen. So if your liver is overloaded with toxins, then it's really struggling to be able to do the work that it needs to do. Now, finally, I think what you can also do for yourself is to stop and to say, okay, wait a minute, my body knows how to get rid of the toxins. That's a natural kind of a function for the body. It's not as if you have to teach the body how to do what it is that it knows how to do naturally. It doesn't need to be taught that. It already knows. And so, all right, it knows how to get rid of the toxins. It knows how to address the problem of bacterial infections. Why isn't that happening for you? What's going on? And one possible explanation that I think would be important to take seriously is maybe you are exposing yourself to something that is toxic to your body day in and day out. And just let's be specific. Maybe you're eating food that you're allergic to. And so you've got rampant inflammation, and your body is struggling to be able to address the problem of inflammation. So you might have allergies. Maybe you've got some electromagnetic pollution. Maybe you have a car that has a battery and you're being exposed to that. Who knows what the source might be? Maybe it's the shampoo you're using or the laundry detergent. Now, I don't know whether any of that is true or not. What I'm really saying is begin to take a serious look about everything that you are being exposed to in your life. Maybe there's some toxic people in your life. We, here and there, all of us, somehow, because of these personality clashes, get involved with relationships that wind up being very challenging. So whatever might be the source of the pollution in your body, one of the ways to facilitate the healing of your liver is to pull back and to realize, all right, let me look to see what I'm exposing my body to that may be causing an overload in my body. So realize that the body can only handle so many challenges, and so it's not a question of just saying, oh, I see, it's the laundry detergent. That's the problem. Well, that's one of the sources of the problem, but it's only one. So you need to just do a thorough kind of analysis and check and eliminate anything that you think might be causing a problem. So in terms of processed food, I would just say to you, forget it right now because you've got so much weakness. GMOs, that's going to cause a real serious problem with neurological challenges. So get clean on your diet and make sure everything that you're putting in there is organic. You might want to also ask yourself the question, are there foods that I'm allergic to? You know, a lot of people are feeling like, well, gosh, all of this is really natural food. It should be good for me. But it's possible that you're allergic to tomatoes or some other kind of a food, and you didn't really realize that that was the case. Or you're getting dairy, which is not advisable for most persons who have neurological challenges. So that's a long answer to your question. I hope you find some of that to be useful or instructive, and so that you can go to the next step. I've just checked the chat room, and I don't see anyone who's added any kind of additional follow-up or question that I need to respond to. So let me move over here to see who's here. And what I want to do for everyone is to just open up the line for those of you who are new here to our support group gathering. And it's just a question of saying hello and imagine that we're all physically gathered together in the same room. Now, people call in from all over the world, and so that's not possible for us to be able to be together. But we are together here with the phone. And so all I want to do is to open up your line and say hello. Do you have any follow-up questions or issues or topics you want to discuss? And then we'll do exactly just that. It's just a support group gathering for everyone to receive the support that you're looking for. And you might have some suggestions, too, that you want to put out to others of things that you found that have been helpful. That's what our particular support group here is really all about. Let me now open up the line first to Charlotte from Boulder, Colorado, and say hello. So what's up?
Can you hear me, first of all?
Yes, we sure can. Okay.
All right. A couple of things. Gosh, so many things go through my mind. I have done in my life so many therapies and so many practitioner certifications and so much equipment. I have all kinds of equipment, including an LED light pad. We're from Avalon, not V-Light, which I've looked at before. But so I need to know how to use what I have already and how it would be different and how much more effective or less effective and that kind of question. I'm right now using a biofeedback program, which I like, but it doesn't go the entire distance. I can sort of dial myself up dopamine and serotonin and norepinephrine and GABA and so forth, but I need to know perhaps how to use it better. And I also am questioning why I have symptoms coming up that are worse. And I must admit, if I'd known at the onset of the diagnosis of Parkinson's, I would never have taken the carbidopa levodopa that I'm now taking, which I think And I don't know where to go to read on your website or anywhere what complications might be there for me with the carbidopa levodopa that I'm suspecting. It's very difficult to go off of it. I have tried, and I'm trying to detox in various ways. With cyto detox right now, which I keep forgetting to take at night sometimes. But I have spasms. This is the primary question that I have in connection with the sciatic problems mostly that came after that. The tightness and then followed by spasms, and I don't really know how to approach that. And of course, when I tell the neurologist that, he doesn't have any suggestions. No one seems to, and so I'm asking why I would have that, and it doesn't necessarily seem to relate directly to the Parkinson's. I know that I have bone issues and deterioration there of the spine and so forth, and those things seem to be worse because of the medication, and all the joint issues seem to be worse. Sometimes I think I have fewer joint complications when I don't take it as often, the medication that is. And I'm questioning all of that syndrome and the connections, and I will be doing the voice print with the Sherry Edwards technology. I just had to obtain a better microphone. It's interesting that I worked with Sherry, took her class from her, just at the point where she was going over to technology, just before that came out. So we were doing our own analyses in the class with graphs and so forth, and it was fascinating. I came very close to going with that technology, and I'm very interested to see what this brings, and I will be doing the voice analysis. I hope we have beyond tomorrow to do that voice analysis, because I'm not sure of being able to get a microphone in that period of time. And I know I've spent too much time here, but just to let you know, some other devices that I have are frequency-specific microcurrent, if I could find it. I have a biophoton, and I have a Rife machine, and right now I have the biofeedback program, and I guess a few other things that I have used over time and not presently using, but those are things that I need to get back to. I feel as if, like the person whose question you just answered, it's a huge amount of fatigue. It's difficult to cope with. And I'll think about what you said for that. I can't do the exercise to the extent that other people tell me I should, just like them. But I listen, and I do walking and gardening and so forth. So if anyone, you or anyone, has any answers to the spasm question, I would really appreciate that. Thank you.
So in response to your query about issues with medications,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a medical doctor, and so I don't really focus my research attention on medication issues. I have interviewed a medical doctor, Dr. Marty Hines, who has some very strong opinions about issues with medications that are specifically directed to carbidopa. I interviewed Dr. Hines on Parkinson's Recovery Radio about a year and a half ago. And so you can listen to that interview with him. I think one of your questions is, well, I just am wondering what the issues with medications are. And you can hear his perspective on what he thinks are the issues with taking that kind of medication. Now, he has an alternative approach, which involves using L-DOPA, and then he also has a lot of amino acids that he adds to that, and suggests that it takes about a year and a half for all that to be stabilized. So Dr. Hines' argument is that the problem with the medication is not the L-DOPA. The problem is that L-DOPA causes a lot of very serious side effects like nausea. So you can't just take L-DOPA and go around having to upchuck all day long. So they've added the, what's called carbidopa to the L-DOPA in these prescription medications. The problem with the carbidopa is it creates a serious depletion of basic vitamins in the body, specifically B6, B1, B12, and also CoQ10. So one of the reasons why people get depleted is that it's not because of the L-DOPA at all. It's really because of these other natural kind of vitamins to get the it's a drug depletion is what happens. So, Charlotte, I just want to suggest, well, just listen to that interview, and he's really out there on the extreme. He is a medical doctor, but you can hear his feelings about the issues with the medication, so you'll just be better informed about what you're dealing with. And then the other thing I do when it comes to, okay, what are the side effects of medications, is I just go on the Internet and I say side effects of, and then I list the medication, and the medical community are really good at comprehensively listing everything that you can expect. Some of the listings are pretty scary, actually, but at least you can see what might be a side effect of the medications that you're taking. And is spasms one of them? So if it is, well, that's a potential reason why you're having spasms. So now the next issue turns on, you're doing a lot of different kind of therapies, quite fascinating, novel, cutting edge. I mean, Rife machine, boy, that's great when it comes to addressing issues with bacterial infections and all these other kind of really wonderful kind of devices that are new and obviously are helping some people, maybe not others, but they're helping some. But it sounds like what you're saying is you're not getting better. If anything, you're getting a little bit worse. Is that a fair summary?
Yes, I would say so, but just to, definitely, but well, worse in some ways, better in others. I really don't know how to answer that, but the fatigue is a big issue. I just wanted to say, to clarify, that presently I'm really not using those other things because I just feel very kind of alone, but I'm being helped with someone who uses one of the foot baths, ion foot baths. And, but primarily I am using the biofeedback. That's my primary go-to right now. But I'm also wondering because, I want to start again using my small PEMF. And I have read some things about the use of PEMF for Parkinson's. And you also have mentioned that, I think, on your website, that PEMF is, or you've listed it in the book, perhaps, one of the things that people are using. And if you could direct me to any studies on that, or if you have any experience or know of anyone who has been using that, I would really appreciate that, too.
So you're referring specifically to the Beamer?
No, not the Beamer. I have a friend who has one that I can use, but I'm talking about my very small one, which is considerably less expensive than a Beamer. How do I use it?
So it's not the same thing. I would say if you have a friend that has a Beamer, use theirs. Use theirs.
Mm-hmm.
The Beamer, a lot of people, they hear about the Beamer, great, research evidence, it's spectacular, and then they say, okay, well, let's go do some searches. Oh, the Beamer, it costs $6,000. That's a lot of money, even if you can, you know, put it out on a monthly kind of a payment plan. And so they look and they say, oh, look, here's something that's only $2,000 or, you know, $1,500. I'll get that. Well, it's not the same thing. So you're going to get some result, but the real deal really is the Beamer. It's got all kind of patented technology. It's advanced pulse kind of a thing. So you've got a friend that has one. I would really suggest that you take advantage of that. Now, the other kind of an issue for you is, the question really that I think I want to suggest that you meditate on, what is causing the spasms? And that's the question you're asking, but what's your answer to that?
I'm looking carefully, you know, all of the things that come up when I do this, when I do that, what effect does that have? And I see a small spectrum of things that are, what could I call them, concomitant maybe, of things that happen, of symptoms, and it's kind of a package that comes with sort of the tightness, the aching, the skin, and I start to itch. especially, you know, my scalp itches and then I get very cold, that kind of thing. And I you know, there's a lack of clarity, of course, and then it'll tighten and then it'll be a spasm. But I mean, the most obvious thing is that, of course, it came after the sciatic came on. When I started having real sciatic problems on the right side, going into the abdomen, which I can't persuade the medical practitioners to listen to. And so it goes with the digestive issue, particularly in the right abdomen, where if I eat too much or the wrong thing at night, then it brings on the sciatic problem and the spasms and vice versa. So I don't, you know, I'm not altogether sure. It's related to that digestive issue, and it's also, of course, related to the sciatic problem. But when I started having the sciatic problem, it was painful, of course, but it didn't cause spasms, and it's developed into that. So why that would have that progression, I don't know.
So it's, since you're indicating there's some relationship to the dietary intake with the
yes.
symptoms?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So a couple of strong possibilities. There could be a what's called leaky gut, and so what you have is a problem with candida. And so the real issue is that the source of the problem of the spasms winds up being a candida overgrowth. And that's really what needs to be addressed initially. There may be some other infections as well. We all have infections, but maybe they're causing some significant problems. So the pain, the discomfort is in the hip and then down the leg?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you on the leaky gut. So I've been trying to deal with the digestive issues too.
Okay. So I would just say, Charlotte, you just used the word try. You're trying to. And I would just say, do it.
Well,
eliminate
the
word dry. Just
I
go out and use your doctor's advice and what your intuition and just realize I'm suspecting that the digestive issues for you really need to be addressed in a very serious way. So the question I want to just raise for you is you're doing all of these different therapies. I mean, you've listed more therapies than I've really heard anybody list in quite a while.
I'm not using them right now. I'm using
But you did. And, you know, you're kind of not really better. So the question is, well, what's really going on? So I think what I always think about is, all right, so it's important to think about it from a different perspective. And that perspective can be, okay, so really emphasizing a lot of attention to digestive issues would be obviously really beneficial. And then the other kind of a idea I've got for you, and these are just floating ideas for you to meditate on. Of all the different therapies that you've suggested that you've listed and really embraced, they really all address the physical components of the body. They're working on increasing the blood flow and the oxygen and being able to, you know, get healing at that sort of energetic level. What about emotional kind of therapies? What about issues of stress and anxiety and trauma? Is that something that you feel like ought to be attended to or not?
Yes, definitely. And the biofeedback program does deal with that, but I have to dial them up. And you're right. I have been neglecting that. I know that I need it, but I have been neglecting that.
Okay, that's what I'm saying to you is I think I would put that at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm.
See, just listen to my logic. You've told me everything you're doing, and as I listen to the list, I'm awed and I'm impressed, and I understand you're not doing it all now. But then I'm thinking, what aren't you doing? And my answer was, well, you're not addressing the emotional undercurrent of what's going on. The other little detail that I have that I'm sure you probably don't is the question that is asked or resides always is, where is trauma trapped in the body? We all have trauma throughout our life. But the question is, where does it get stuck? Where does it get trapped? And it gets trapped in the hips and the back of the neck. But the hips are a big source of where the trauma gets stuck. So when you describe spasms, it sounds like probably the source is some really serious trauma that's trapped there in the hips. So my idea for you is, well, just begin to contemplate what might be some natural therapies that you could pursue that will help you get at that. You're already doing the biofeedback, great, but my guess is you're going to have to complement that with some others. I have a whole course where we talk about lots of different natural therapies. It's called Shutdown Anxiety. So all I can tell you is, having now gone through the curriculum for that a number of times and adding to the curriculum, there are lots of different wonderful therapies that you can consider that might really make a big difference.
I very much appreciate that. Thank you for taking the time.
You're welcome, Charlotte. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here for you in our support group gathering. So let me now open up the line to Bill, who's still from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Robert. How are you?
Pretty well, thanks. So what's up?
Nothing particular new this month. I'm just trying to hang in there, keep a positive attitude, and focus on the small improvements that are made here and there, so I don't get bogged down in a larger picture of other things that might not have improved. So I did work on, I have this other issue that I don't think is Parkinson's related. It has to do with lymphedema and kind of edema of my legs and feet. And I found that something that's helpful there, it may actually also be helping the Parkinson's in ways I'm not aware of, is electrolyte. And possibly my electrolytes got imbalanced in some way. So if you take electrolyte supplement, it seems to help quite a bit with the swollen leg issues. So if anybody has that problem, you might want to look into that. You certainly can't do yourself any harm. I mean, don't drink Gatorade and that kind of stuff, but there's other natural forms of taking in electrolytes, and try it for a couple of weeks and see if that helps.
Bill, that's a wonderful suggestion. So a question I have for you is, do you do much fasting? I don't mean for weeks on end, but do you tend to have blocks of time where you don't eat anything, like from dinner time until lunchtime the next day?
No, I don't. I found over the years I'm better off with small meals spaced out, you know, multiple meals rather than, I don't like the feeling of being super hungry and then gobbling down a whole bunch of food and then you've eaten too much.
Oh, right. Good for you.
I'm better off spacing out, you know, have one or two small things, and when I get hungry, just kind of snacking. I mean, obviously I don't think it's healthy to get up in the middle of the night and eat, but yeah. I don't worry if I'm hungry at 10 o'clock at night. I don't feel like I should not eat.
Well, some people need to be grazers, and it sounds like you're one of them. Well,
yeah,
I think
my approach would be that each person, you know, like you always say, each person is different. You need to find, I think with any kind of dietary change or problem, I mean, my main rule is if you eat something, regardless of how healthy it allegedly is, and it doesn't agree with you, you get bloated or constipated or, you know, whatever, stop eating it. You know, I think people are slaves to other people telling them what to eat, and really you should not be listening to them. You should be listening to your body, and it'll tell you whether it agrees with you or not.
That's beautifully said. Absolutely beautifully said. That advice couldn't be better in my book. Well, the reason I ask you about fasting is that I've heard now several stories from people who were doing some pretty serious fasts and wound up in the emergency room. Now, typically fasting creates ketones. That's a good thing. And so I got really curious about what in the world is going on. And so if those of you here in our audience are somebody who finds that you have extended periods where you don't eat much or you're basically fasting, the problem is that if the brain is being fueled by sugar or glucose, the glucose tends to somehow attach itself to salt, to sodium chloride, which is one of the electrolytes. And so when you're fasting, all of a sudden that facility is no longer available, and there tends to be a pretty serious depletion of salt. So the only reason that people wound up in the emergency room was they were just seriously low on salt. And so keep that in mind for those of you who are doing regular fasting. You want to make sure that you have even a salt supplement in order to make sure that you've got those electrolytes covered. Or like Bill says, why not take a electrolyte supplement to make sure that that's not a problem. What a wonderful idea, Bill. On behalf of everybody, I want to say thank you. That sounds like just a wonderful thing for everyone to do, or at least to consider.
Yeah, I think people with Parkinson's need to be especially careful of fasting because it creates a huge amount of stress. In addition to the electrolyte imbalance possibilities, there's all kinds of mental and other physical stresses that creates. So I'm not so sure you want to add more stress to Parkinson's. So.
Definitely not. No, the ability to feed the brain with ketones is a good idea rather than glucose. We know that people tend to be better. I have recommended fasting, but only from nighttime until the next morning, so it's about 12 hours, in other words, while you're sleeping, because that means that the body is being able to produce ketones through the liver in a natural way. But you're right, to have any kind of a long or extended fast is not advisable. That would not be a good idea for anyone.
Right.
Well, thank you for being here, Bill. It's always so wonderful to connect and find out how you're doing and to know that you're actually recognizing improvements and celebrating those. Most people don't really realize they're getting better, but sounds like you are.
Yeah, you got to focus on the positive.
Exactly, as we all need to do that. We all have these periods of setbacks and depression and things aren't working right. But if we really look, step back, we realize, there's a lot that is doing really well. So we need to celebrate that, just as you so beautifully expressed. Well, thanks, Bill, for being here.
Well, thank you for all the good work on our behalf.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's an honor and it's a privilege. So let me now open up the line to Bob from California. Say hello. What's up with you?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we sure can.
Had emailed you, and you went over already the leg issue and hips and lower back, and your suggestion was it has to do with the liver. So I don't know how much more we can talk about. It's just my main issue. I don't have like tremors or anything like that, but I just have this issue with my weakness in my legs and my hips and stuff. So I don't know where I go from here, but I'm going to see what's what, I guess.
Well, so you sort of heard some of my global thoughts in response to your questions. What's your reaction to what might be the next step you could take?
Well, I've actually been talking to a lady in L.A. I'm in San Diego, and I think I found this lady on the internet. She does detox. That's her main program, and I was thinking about giving her a call. And she apparently is very good at this. Has her business that she does is mainly helping people with detox. And that will help your situation.
That sounds like a great idea. It really does. That sounds wonderful. So to make her part of your medical team and to stick with what she recommends, go with the program.
Well, they do a hair sample where send a hair sample to them and they analyze it somehow, and I thought I would give that a shot and see how that goes and see if anything comes of it. I don't think there's anything can go wrong with it.
So is this Larry Wilson's program?
No, it's a lady named Wendy Meyer.
Okay. And she does detoxing through herbs and foods and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so. I haven't really gotten into it that much, but she talks about supplements a lot, so I don't know what supplements she's talking about. But the program is mainly based on detox.
Great. Well, that sounds like a wonderful idea to me as a next step. I would just recommend that you explore that seriously and see if that's something that you really want to do. The caveat that I want to float for you is that when you're detoxing, oftentimes you can begin to feel lousy. You can get
I've heard of that.
So you can feel like, oh, I can't do this. This is, and people will conclude, they'll say, oh, well, this is making me worse, so they'll stop. And what I just want to say is, look, you're detoxing too quickly. And so the solution is not to say it's not working. It is working. Hello? It's like
working
your body.
Too good.
It's just working too hard. And your body can only process so much of the toxic residue in one day. As you know, it's not limitless. It can't just turn on a switch and say, let's get rid of it all today. That's not the way it works. Because the toxins are just there in all these nooks and crannies all over the body. And my suspicion is you've got a lot in your liver. And that's what the liver is designed to do, to get rid of the toxins. And so it's going to take some time, some tender, loving care. So if you start working with her and you feel absolutely terrible, I just want to say, please don't give up on her or her program.
Okay.
Is call her and say, look, I've taken this, what you said, and I can't even get out of bed. I'm terrible. I've got headache and nausea. Those, by the way, that's all symptoms of detoxing. And what she'll, I'm sure, say is, okay, you need to slow it down. And I suggested you take this much of this medicine or herb, then you need to take much, much less. You may just be too sensitive. So I would just say really slow it down. Well,
yeah.
The other general question I've got for you is, so in terms of my suspicion, and it's just that, are you being exposed to something that you're not even aware of that's causing the problem? When I said that, did anything resonate with you? Is that possible, do you think?
Well, I'm sure it's possible, but I can't pin anything down. What is your feeling? My wife's given up gluten. She's been gluten-free for about a few months or a year. And I started doing that, and I thought, well, it's not really doing anything for me. So I just said, hell with it, and I went back to eating gluten. What is your opinion of that? Is gluten a bad thing or what?
Well, it can be, yes, a serious problem, very serious problem for some people. When we say gluten, the real root of the problem is wheat. That's the problem.
Uh-huh.
And so when you say you've gone back to eating gluten, are you eating kind of processed foods?
Well, no, maybe like bread or I've had pizza a couple times.
And you live in the United States, as you've just explained, in California. All right, so in Europe, they don't have GMOs. But in the United States, it's legal. So if you're eating bread, if you're eating pizza, it has wheat, and that probably has GMOs.
Right.
So it's not just the issue of gluten. It's the issue that the wheat, which is gluten, really one of the primary sources of gluten, oftentimes is contaminated with GMO. Now, I don't know whether you're going to submit a voice profile or not, but Sherry Edwards, during the interview, said that she has Parkinson's. And when I first interviewed her about 8 years ago on the radio show, she said, yes, she was having Parkinson's symptoms, and she did her own voice analysis, and what came up was that gluten, GMOs, wound up being the problem, or wheat. So she stopped eating wheat, and 2 weeks later, she was fine.
Wow. That's interesting.
So I think it's more complicated than just saying, well, gluten or no gluten. And then the other real issue, believe it or not, with saying, okay, we're going to go gluten-free, and so you go to the store and you get all products that say gluten-free, and I do that too, by the way. But actually, if you really look at the ingredients closely, a lot of the gluten-free products have a lot of sugar, and sugar is the last thing anybody with neurological symptoms needs to be eating. So, it's one of these kinds of things that Good idea, bad idea. Gluten can cause a lot of leaky gut. Leaky gut just hammers out and destroys your immune, your digestive system.
Yeah.
So I think it's best to reduce as much gluten as possible. Yes, I certainly do. I try to not get involved with any of gluten if I can. But again, the problem is if you're taking the products that are gluten free, you might be also getting something that your body doesn't need, which is sugar. So,
right.
The other thing I just want to say is, and you probably heard me say in some previous support group gatherings, I think actually we heard a discussion earlier already from Bill about this. I think the best thing you can do when it comes to decisions about eating is just listen to your body. You know, Bill was explaining, okay, you eat something and all of a sudden you feel bloated. That's not good for you. You know, so for people who say don't do this diet or do this diet, I think the best thing to do is really get in tune with your body. And when you put something in your body, afterward, if you're feeling lousy, nauseous, tired, lethargic, depressed, well, that means that food is not good for you, and so you need to scratch it off your list.
Right.
So begin to really pay attention to how you're feeling after you eat, and that's gonna give you a good information about what it is that's good and what it is that's not good. And then it's also possible, as I was sort of suggesting, I wanted to also float this again. I think that a lot of people are allergic to certain foods, and they don't know it. They don't realize that they've been eating that food their whole life, and yet for their whole life they've been allergic to it. So it's possible that you're actually eating some kind of food that your body is allergic to.
Right.
So you can always consider that as a possibility.
Well, as far as the voice print, I am going to submit one of those things, but I had ordered when I was out of town last week, and before I left, I ordered a microphone. And I got home yesterday expecting the microphone would be here, and I just get into this thing. And it's actually from Amazon, and they screwed up the order, and I never got the microphone, but it's supposed to be delivered today.
No.
So,
I'm sorry. I just went to our store here locally and got one because I wanted to get mine submitted. Well, do you have your microphone yet, or are you still?
It's supposed to be delivered today, and I'm going to probably do the voice print thing maybe tomorrow.
Oh, good. And then you'll get your results and then, you know, make sure to have a chance to talk with them about what it really means. And that'll give you some other insights on the best way to proceed. And then, Bob, maybe you can be serious about learning how to do this. I'm going to do that myself. I'm going to learn. And it may be that would be something that would be really beneficial to you as well.
Yeah. One other quick thing here. You mentioned that Dr. Marty, was it Hines?
Hines. Uh-huh. Yes.
Is that H-I-N-E?
I think he says he pronounces his name Hines, but I pronounced it Hines all these years, so I've got a mispronunciation. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to clarify that. I thought I might look at his interview that he had with you.
Yes, he really is the pioneer and has been for about 20 years of amino acid therapy. That's what he proposes, is a therapy that is helpful to people with Parkinson's.
Uh-huh.
And in the survey I did, in the holiday survey, asking people what therapies were helping them, we had amino acid therapy was one, I think, of the top 10 therapies that people mentioned had been helpful. So I know his approach has been helpful to some. I have to say, not to all. I've talked with some people who said it really didn't help or it made them worse. But
yeah.
It is something that has clearly been helpful to people. It takes time. It takes commitment. It takes money. It's pretty expensive. But some people have found it's been really helpful. It's a really interesting interview, so I would be sure to encourage you to listen. And I don't have the specific date of the interview. It might have been 2 years ago, but just scroll back. Actually, wait a minute. Go on the radio show page. You're a member. Go on the radio show page for the membership, and there'll be a category that's amino acid therapy. Amino acid therapy. Click on that. The show will come right up.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good.
Well, thanks for being here, Bob, and submitting your question.
I enjoyed thinking. My first time on this support call. It's been interesting.
Oh, good. Great. Well, the idea is to float some different perspectives and ideas for people to chase after, see if that might really prove beneficial. Well, thanks for being here. It's nice to have you.
Okay. Thank you. One other thing. You still have your consultations available, the discount?
Yeah. I just announced it an hour ago, so we still have. Well, I haven't looked at who's signed up, but we still have 15 that are available. So happy to provide that service. And there's also, have you taken the Jumpstart to Recovery course?
I have. I took it. The last time it was like in January.
Oh, good. Well, the consultation is, it just includes that if you haven't had it already. Okay. Love to be able to pursue that with you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Bob. Thanks for being here. And we have one more caller that I want to check into, and that's Vana. Hello. How are you?
Hello. So I've been using that V-Lite.
And is it both the Neuro Gamma and the X Plus, both of those devices?
No, I haven't. I just use the Gamma.
The Neuro Gamma, okay.
I did the X at one time, but I think that was too much for my head.
Oh.
For some reason, I also I just couldn't get to sleep last night. So I did it early in the day, but I've done it about three times now, and the first time I seemed to not be so as dizzy and off balance as I usually am. So
well, that's a pretty quick
that.
Result. Wow, that's wonderful. Well,
yeah, I know it's a pretty quick result, but I'm still dizzy now. So.
Oh, yeah. So one of the issues with these devices is if you use them later in the day, they really energize the mitochondria and the ADP. That's the energy source of the body at the cellular level. So you can be pretty pumped after you take these therapies. And
well,
so,
I did it at about 8:30 or 9 in the morning.
That's as early as you can get it. But it may be it's really doing the work that you need to do.
What I had done, though, is I had done it one day right after the other. So I did it one day and then did it the next day again. So.
Oh, maybe you should do it every other day then instead of every day.
Well, I didn't do it today, but I'm doing other stuff now. So.
Right. Dr. Lim, he had sort of a general response when I interviewed him last week. He said, well, for people who are basically healthy, he recommends every other day. And for people who are having some chronic health challenges, then every day. The other idea I got for you, Vana, is so you've got the X Plus 2, and you're not really using that a lot. I would recommend that you use the X Plus on your gut, on your digestive system, on your stomach, on your intestines.
So you mean on the gut, not the thing that goes on your head?
Yeah, the X Plus, okay. And so it's set where you can put it on your head. All you have to do is just wrap it around your waist, and so you're putting the light right where your stomach is.
My waist is not that small. My waist is small, but not that small.
You can adjust the size is adjustable. You can just adjust the size. And, of course, you could just hold it there, but you don't want to have to hold it for 20 minutes.
You put the thing that lights up that you put in the nose, that's what you put on your gut? Is that what you're talking about?
No. You the thing you put up your nose, you also put that up when you put the X Plus on your gut. It's the helmet thing, the thing you put on your head. Instead of putting it on you're using the Neuro Gamma device on your head. Okay, great. Yeah. So the X Plus you said you haven't been using. I'm saying, well, use that for your stomach, for your digestive system. For 20 minutes. And the reason I'm saying that is that Dr. Lim said that there's, and I haven't seen this directly, but I know it's true, Dr. Lim said that the photobiomodulation therapy promotes the good bacteria in the gut. So just putting the light down there is going to create this richer mix of the good bacteria that will facilitate better digestion. So that's a winner as far as I'm concerned. I think that's a home run. And that's what I'm doing myself is putting it on my gut. So I would suggest.
My son told me he's having some pancreatic problems again. Would any of this be good for him?
Oh, yeah, definitely so. Now, whether he's open to these kind of optional therapies? I don't know, but it certainly can't
I
do any harm.
I don't think
Yeah, it may not be. But no, in terms of facilitating better digestion, I think the X-Plus device is really going to be the home run for everybody. And again, for everybody who's listening, if you heard my initial explanation of this, we don't have any evidence one way or another. It's a brand new device. But what I'm saying is I'm using it for the gut. I think that's what can really facilitate really healing from the inside out. We know these Parkinson's symptoms are rooted in the gut, and so if we can get the gut to better be functional, then a lot of things are going to fall into place. So you've already got the device, Mona, instead of not using it. Maybe you don't want to use it on your head, too, but you can use both together. You know, you can use the NeuroGamma, and you can put the X-Plus on top of it, so you can use them both together,
yeah,
but
no,
it sounds
but
like
I
that was,
feel like
that
I,
was that, that's
hard
how it
for me to
up.
Put it on by myself.
Oh,
so
well, if you can't do that, then use it for the gut. You can certainly make that accessible for you.
One of the things that I have found out about was some stuff called Entune, E-N-T-U-N-E. It's patches that you put on your arm with CBD in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's very good for regulating psychological functions.
Cool.
It's sort of like it gives you a sense of well-being, and it goes on the skin, whereas if you take something like for your liver, it has to go through the digestive tract, and the liver has to get rid of it. But if you just put it on your skin for like 24 hours, it doesn't have to go through the liver.
Cool. That sounds like a great idea. Absolutely.
And it works with hormones, neurotransmitters, and environmental stimulants, but it helps promote a calm feeling.
Yeah.
Normal cognitive functioning.
Cool.
Positive mood, and quietens everything down in the way of aches and pains and discomfort.
Wow. Well, that sounds wonderful. Yeah, CBD is really getting
if
some rave reviews out there.
I ended up ordering it. It should be here today. They can go to Vauna, V-A-U-N-A, Vauna1.myzeta.
And can you spell that, myzeta?
Zija, Z-I-J-A, Zija, like Z for zoo, I, J-A, myzija.com.
Okay. Great. So that's the website.
And
it's Vauna and
the
Vauna.
Vauna 1, V-A, V as in vodka. I don't drink the vodka. Okay. It's Vauna, V-A-U-N-A, Vauna 1. At AOL.com. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's Vauna1.myzeta.com. And when you go to that website, you can go into shop and then look for Entune. It's E-N-T-U-N-E, Entune. And you can order the patches there, and they ship them out.
Okay,
it's a lot.
Wonderful.
I'm the kind of person that can't take pills. And so I go for powders and liquids, but to have something on my arm
is much better.
It's something I can do.
Yeah, sounds like a great idea. Okay, so everybody's got the address, and you can check that out. And if that calls out to you, take some action. Let us know how it goes.
Mind if I give my number again?
Of course not. Please do. Please do, Fauna.
609-533-1116. That's 609-533-1116. And that is a cell phone number, so you can send a text to me if you want to talk.
Awesome.
But I'm very excited about this because one of the things I was trying to do last night was just relax. It was hard to do. So I understand this is very easy to help you relax.
Good.
And they don't have THC in it. They don't have THC, so it's in. It's in patches that you put on your arm.
And next month you can tell us how it's going since you're going to be getting it today.
Yeah,
so it
I can. And then I'm also doing EFTs.
Good.
Emotional freedom technique, and that's been handy also. So if you want to know more about that, give me a call.
Call Vonna, and she'll let you know about EFT. Yeah, that's, boy, if you look at the widespread use of that and the effectiveness, it's just a wonderful thing for everybody to do. We can always do that throughout the day. You don't need any extra support, or you can get a practitioner to help you. So EFT, wonderful idea. Well, Vonna, thank you so much for being here and your wonderful suggestions. We all want to thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So we don't have any other comments here in our chat room, and our Q&A is also empty. So I think we're concluded with some rather fascinating kind of discussions here in our April 2019 support group gathering. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and, of course, all of the children are truly loved. Thank you so much for being a supporter of Parkinson's recovery and our intention to be able to identify lots of natural therapies that are helping people get well from whatever neurological symptoms they currently experience. So thank you so much for being a part of our support group gathering today. We'll, of course, reconvene in the last Monday of May here with our Parkinson's Recovery Support Group general audience. Remember, there's a replay for all of the support group gatherings. And remember also that we have our meditations that are posted on our member website, as well as lots of other resources. So please continue every day to dip in and at least spend 5 or 10 minutes on the member websites. You will be supported and enthralled by some of the jokes, some of the wisdom, some of the quotes, some of the meditations, the radio show interviews, the mind work, the exercises. I think what you'll discover is that there's a rich depository of all the kinds of things that are necessary for a person to return to full health and wellness. So thanks so much for being here and a part of Parkinson's recovery community. We look forward to connecting with you next month, if not earlier.